Report: China's Kimi K3 AI model matches performance of top American systems. By Lucas Nolan on July 17, 2026. A new artificial intelligence model from Chinese company Moonshot AI named Kimi K3 has matched the performance of America's leading AI systems while offering significantly lower costs, raising questions about the United States' technological advantage in the sector. Axios reports that Moonshot AI, a Beijing-based technology company, released its Kimi K3 model on Thursday, immediately placing it among the world's top-performing artificial intelligence systems. The model's performance has surprised industry observers and prompted concerns in Silicon Valley about the narrowing gap between Chinese and American AI capabilities. According to testing by AI evaluator Arena, Kimi achieved superior results in front-end coding tests compared to Anthropic's Fable 5 and OpenAI's GPT-5.6 Sol. In broader text ranking assessments, the Chinese model performed better than Anthropic's Opus 4.8, which served as that company's flagship offering until Fable 5 launched in June. Notably, Kimi accomplishes these results while costing 40% less than comparable American models. Moonshot AI has announced plans to release Kimi as an open-weight model on July 27. This approach differs from many premium American models by allowing companies and governments to customize the system and operate it on their own infrastructure rather than relying on cloud-based services controlled by the developer. The development challenges previous assessments of Chinese AI capabilities. As recently as April, the U.S. government's AI testing center concluded that DeepSeek's newest model from China lagged approximately 8 months behind leading American systems. Industry experts had generally estimated that Chinese AI development remained 6 to 12 months behind the American frontier. AI analyst Kim Eisenberg characterized the release as potentially transformative, stating, "The entire game has changed. I expect this will trigger some code red for some." The competitive threat extends beyond pure performance metrics. For organizations evaluating AI systems, a model that delivers near-frontier performance at significantly lower cost with customization options may prove more appealing than technically superior but more expensive alternatives. This pricing pressure could affect the business models of U.S. AI laboratories and challenge the enormous valuations built on assumptions of sustained technological advantage. The development also raises questions about massive planned investments in data center infrastructure. American AI companies have raised concerns about the methods behind China's rapid progress. Anthropic has accused Moonshot and other Chinese laboratories of conducting industrial-scale distillation campaigns, allegedly using millions of interactions with advanced American models as training data for their own systems. Additionally, Chinese companies have reportedly acquired restricted NVIDIA chips through smuggling networks, circumventing U.S. export controls designed to limit access to the high-performance computing hardware necessary for training advanced AI models. As America determines the best way to harness the power of AI, conservatives must recognize they are fighting a two-front war. Domestically, ultra-leftists in Silicon Valley race to control artificial intelligence, while outside the U.S., China attempts to do the same thing. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red. The left, the right, China, and the race to control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the mega movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Read more at Axios here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.